Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, there are only four teams in postseason college basketball that can say they end their season with a win, and the Oklahoma State Cowgirls are one of those teams.
Are they ever, Kelly? That was just a very special day this past Saturday when the Cowgirls took on James Madison in the finals of the WNIT and prevailed. Just played great, and when you look at this entire season and the tragic loss of Kurt Butke and Miranda Cerner and all that those girls had to deal with, Jim Littell taking over the team, and for them to end up winning the WNIT as basically a freshman and sophomore team is just incredible, and I'm so proud of them. It really is one of my most satisfying moments as president of OSU.
Burns, you and the first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, have a lot of varied duties in your role here at Oklahoma State University, but I bet you didn't think planting a tree would be included in there.
Oh, I'm not, you know, all through high school I worked at a nursery, and so I that's not the first time I've been on a business end of a shovel planting a tree. My dad, we planted trees all around our home, and my dad would, I'd dig the hole just as hard and deep as I could, and I'd go in and tell Dad to come out and look at it, and he'd say, "Well, you're about halfway there, Burns. Just keep going." I was always just halfway there.
That's a typical dad right there.
But yeah, but no, this was an Arbor Day ceremony. We've the second year we've done this. Of course, Ann and I both are very interested in landscape architecture and horticulture, and the Steve Dobbs, who runs this area for our campus, just does a fabulous job. But we also have a lot of help from our students. So we had a tree planting ceremony on the new plaza, which is on the west side of the classroom building. It kind of continues on the plaza, which is between the classroom building and the new union. We're very proud of this new tree. It was Campus Beautification Day. We've also been recognized and very proud of our designation as Tree Campus USA University. So this all really, this Tree Campus effort started with our students, ECO-OSU, ECO-OSU, we're going to be good stewards of this beautiful campus, we appreciate our students' leadership in this regard.
Switching gears from one campus to another, the Tulsa campus is featured in the latest edition of your regular online feature, Inside OSU.
It was a very interesting taping, and that's where really what inspired these Inside OSUs in the beginning was that I kept running across things on campus that just fascinated me and about which I knew nothing, and so I wanted to come up with a way to communicate to the OSU family what all the wonderful things that are going on here at OSU, and that certainly includes OSU Tulsa and the OSU Center for Health Sciences, which is in Tulsa. So the first show, we looked at OSU Tulsa, which offers an OSU degree to upperclassmen in a variety of areas. It's a convenience to the Tulsa area students. We talked to a marketing major who's working full-time at a marketing company and completing her degree at night. And the state-of-the-art Helmrich Research Center in Tulsa, there on the OSU Tulsa campus, is just fantastic, and they're doing advanced work in a variety of areas, including nanotechnology. So OSU Tulsa is also doing life-changing work on family issues, which is an important part of the OSU mission. This is a real gem in the OSU crown, and we were delighted to showcase it on Inside OSU.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University. Inside OSU is available at president.okstate.edu.